This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Boy, say this for Republicans in the House of Representatives. They are nothing if not determined. Today, they held the 33rd vote in the past 18 months to repeal the health care law. It passed, like all the others before it, along, yes, party lines. It's going nowhere in the Senate, but it did occur to us that there being no such thing as a free lunch, all this symbolic voting must actually cost something, right? We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer to take a look.
It's really hard to break down the cost of a vote in Congress. In fact, none of the Congress watchdog groups in Washington have done it. So we had to do our own back-of-the-envelope calculation. We figured out how much we spend per day on salaries and office costs for members of the House of Representatives and their staffs. The grand total? Almost $2 million every day. Are repeat symbolic votes worth the cost? Not if you ask Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution.
The Congress has become almost a joke.
Mann says the House's health care repeal votes are a waste because the Senate won't vote to repeal the health care law. Mann says it's just a way to score political points. But Jim Harper of the Cato Institute says the House is using the repeal vote to send a message to voters.
We, the House Republicans, really want to get rid of Obamacare. Democrats likewise want to signal to the public that they want to keep it.
But Steve Ellis of Taxpayers for Common Sense says the message got through on the first few repeal votes. Still, he says Congress does have days when it gets things done in a flurry of votes, both symbolic and substantial.
They went through this marathon of offering amendments and voting on it. That was like legislative porn. I was loving it.
Well, at least somebody's happy. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.